Welcome back to more of the CNC Auto Show with Aaron Clements and John Ryan Mooney.
You know, you were talking about one time. You did.
The CNC Auto Show is brought to you in part by Motorrad and their innovative thermostat, cap, and engine management solutions. The Motorrad name is synonymous with quality and reliability, comprehensive coverage of vehicles, and exceptional customer service. Learn more at Motorrad.com. And we're back with you with the CNC Auto Show. If you have a question about your car, truck, or SUV, you give us a call. That can be a mechanical question, or it can be a collision type question, including things to do with insurance. And because Carol Proctor is here to answer those type questions, and he's been dealing with the in the collision repair industry for many, many years, deals with insurance on a daily basis.
Hourly basis.
Yeah. And there may be some tips that he may be able to give. If you're having your car repaired, he might be able to share some light to make things a little bit easier, or at least help you to understand what's going on a little bit better. Carol, you ready for us to go to some calls?
Let's go. Let's see if somebody get one of your tech tips.
Okay. We're going to move over here to, let's go to Sandy. Sandy, welcome to the CNC Auto Show, and what can we help you with?
I have an answer to your question, your trivia question.
Oh, Sandy, you know that we need to put you on stage before you do that, though, right? Hold still.
Okay, that's fine.
Oh, Sandy, you're on stage. And, of course, that player there, we named him Blue. And he, what he does is when you know the answer to a quiz or have an answer to a technical quiz, he walks in, blows the bugle, and then walks back out. So it works out well. Okay, Sandy, I will read the question one more time. Bill was on vacation from his home. It took him 2 hours to get to Tampa, Florida, but it took him 6 hours to get home. What happened? And what is the answer to our question, Sandy?
Well, he was on vacation 2 hours from Tampa, so he drove 2 hours to Tampa, and then he lived 6 hours from Tampa, so he drove home after that.
Well, he left his home. He left from home, and it took him 2 hours to get to Tampa. To Tampa, Florida, but it took him 6 hours to get back home. And I'll go ahead and give you a hint. He wasn't in a traffic jam, wasn't in a, definitely wasn't in a snowstorm. And he, and traffic wasn't that bad. It was, he was kind of driving at a normal speed. Any other shots at it?
He took a different route.
Do it now?
No.
All right. Well, Sandy, you know what I have to do, don't you?
Yeah, you have to tell me I'm wrong.
Oh, Sandy, I am so sorry. Hey, thank you very much for calling in, though. We appreciate it.
I mean, the problem here is the unknown factor, the Aaron factor that's added into it. And
yeah.
Nobody knows what that is.
Well, they will know very soon. Let's go to the next caller. We'll go over to Ken. Ken, welcome to the CNC Auto Show. What can we help you with?
Right. I'll try the tech tip. Quiz thing.
Oh, Ken, let's go ahead and put you on stage. What area are you from, Ken?
Maryland.
Maryland. Fantastic. Well, Ken, we really appreciate you giving us a call and appreciate you listening to the show. And I'm going to read you this tech tip quiz real quick because I'm not sure if he was listening to it on the Facebook or not. Bill was on vacation from his home. It took him 2 hours to get to Tampa, Florida, but it took him 6 hours to get back home. What happened? And Ken, we need to put you on stage. And Ken, we are all looking at you for the answer to today's tech tip quiz. And if you get it right, one of these will be boxed up and sent to your home in Maryland. What's the answer?
Well, you say that traffic wasn't a problem, right?
Right. Yeah, traffic was pretty good, actually.
Traffic was moving good, but the problem might have been that the major road that he used to go there was closed for some reason.
Mm.
And he had to take some back roads back home.
Kim, you know, that's not a bad try because something like that could happen. But actually, the roads were pretty good. And there wasn't any kind of issues like that. No snow, no flooding, no heavy rain. Just everything was kind of normal, but it took him 6 hours. Oh, and his car was running good. He wasn't having any vehicle issues either.
Right. It wasn't an evacuation order from a hurricane or something
nothing.
The roads would be backed up, right?
Nope, all that was good. Yeah. Car was good.
Well, I'm
no breakdowns. Yeah. But if something does come to you and you you think you have another answer, don't hesitate to give us a call.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you again for calling. And again, the number is 800-224-9090. And there we go. Was having trouble making that button work. And again, 800-224-9090 if you know the answer or if you have a question. And that can be a mechanical type question or that can be a collision repair question or insurance. Carol, in the automotive repair industry, of course, there is a technician shortage. Technician work is difficult. A person has to be very knowledgeable in a lot of different areas. And we have had trouble attracting new people to the industry, even though it can be a fantastic job. People make a very good living repairing vehicles now, but it happens. What is the collision repair industry running into the same thing?
Same way. We've had an aging technician population for years. Young folks are not getting into the industry, and that's part of the problem we're in now. And so it's the backlog of repairs is there's a technician shortage.
Mm-hmm.
We've been hoping that Augusta Tech was going to put an auto body program online for the last year and a half or 2 years, and I don't know where we are with the program right now. Last time I talked to them, they were talking about spring of this year or summer of this year.
Yeah, and I think that's an important thing to mention, that if people have a people in automotive business, whether it's collision repair or mechanical repair, definitely support your technical colleges that are out there, because there's such a good career people can have in automotive repair, and it's getting better and better every day. And shops are much nicer looking than they were before. The people at the shops realize that people need to be taken care of for them to be there. And so having a job in or a career in automotive industry can be very good, but you have to have technical college experience to do really well at it.
Well, like you said, it's not a dirty old career anymore. I mean, it's very technical. We use a lot of computers. We use lasers to straighten cars, and you can make a very good living at it. And we need smart people doing it. I mean, it's not for dummies.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of computers, a lot of math, I know, on the auto body side.
Yeah, it is. Okay, we'll try to grab one more call. Well, let me see. There was a call for you up there, but I don't see it. We will go over to a quick shot at the tech tip quiz. We have Jay on the line. Jay, welcome to the CNC Auto Show. And do you have an answer to our tech tip quiz?
I hope so.
Okay, we're going to put you on stage real quick. And what is the answer to today's tech tip quiz?
Hopefully he lived in the Eastern time zone and he lost an hour. So he gained an hour going to Tampa, and coming back home, he lost an hour.
Wow. Jay, it sounds like you gave this a lot of thought.
That's that's
creative.
That's a very good.
Very creative. But unfortunately,
why does that not surprise me?
Yeah, they were in the same time zone. But that was good. Okay. I like that one. Appreciate the call, too.
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay. Wow. Time clock is on E. We're going to pull over for now. We're going to ask Ed to give us a call back, Kenneth to call back, and the others to give us a call back. And at the CNC Auto Show, because we'll be right back with more of the CNC Auto Show. This closes this hour out, though. We do need to pull over. I'll be back on the road in no time. I'm Aaron Clement. The show producer is Mason Rogers. Thank you, Carol Proctor, for joining us in the first hour. Can you stick around for the second hour?
Sure.
Fantastic. So we'll have Carol back with us to answer collision repair questions also. And thank you for tuning in to the CNC Auto Show.
Live from the Car Care Studios, it's the CNC Auto Show with your personal on-air and online automotive service advisors, Aaron Clements and John Ryan Mooney. So climb in, buckle up, and enjoy the ride on the CNC Auto Show.
And we do welcome you to the CNC Auto Show. We're here to share some information on ways to make your car safer, more dependable, and to make it last longer for less money. I'm Aaron Clements, and I'm here to answer those automotive questions and share some tips, have some fun. We also got a tech tip quiz laying around here. And we also have Carol Proctor of AC Proctor's Paint and Body. He's back with us on the second hour. He'll be talking about collision repair. And he has been talking about collision repair, paint and body repair. And also he is answering questions that may even be insurance related because he's dealt with the insurance. Carol, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Aaron.
Appreciate you being here. Appreciate you answering the questions. And so you can give us a call. That number is 800-224-9090. And that's on any Saturday mornings, 8:05 to 10 Eastern time. You can also watch this show live on Facebook. And so we'll hit the gas and we'll crank it up. We have I mentioned that we had a tech tip quiz laying on the table. We'll go ahead and read that question real quick. Bill was on vacation from his home. It took him 2 hours to get to Tampa, Florida, but it took him 6 hours to get back home. What happened? If you know the answer, give us a call, 800-224-9090. Just a real quick recap of what we talked about as far as collision repair during the last hour. We mentioned that it can take longer for repairs due to some parts are just taking much longer to get, technician shortage, many other issues there. You can, in some cases, you can get an estimate reasonably fast, but you can run into a lot of supplements.
Well, the quicker the estimate with the virtual estimates, the less
accurate
that estimate is.
Yeah, because you got things that you can't see in a picture, and rental cars are becoming an issue. So consider getting rental car on your insurance policy. That's very cheap many times, but also you want to conserve that time.
You
don't need the car for a few days, do it. And you mentioned something about repairing the temporary repairs.
Yes, yes. Some people are very vain and they just don't want to ride a wrecked car.
Yeah.
You know, the current environment that we're in, you can't have that attitude about it. I mean, you've got to manage that rental car. Yeah. You got to manage the whole process, and you need someone at a shop that can help you manage that and work with you and be a partner.
Exactly. So those are some of the ideas. We had a great show last hour, but those are some of the ideas that come out of that part of it. Let's go to the next caller. Let's go over to, let's see, we go to Ed. Ed, welcome to the CNC Auto Show, and what can we help you with?
Morning, Aaron. I just wanted to try and answer the tech tip quiz.
Ed, you do know that we will have to put you on stage, right?
Yes, sir.
What area are you from, Ed?
Actually, I'm right here in Martinez, Georgia.
All right. Fantastic. Reasonably close. Okay. Bill was on vacation from his home. It took him 2 hours to get to Tampa, Florida, but it took him 6 hours to get back home. What happened? And Ed, everyone is looking at you to answer our tech tip quiz today. What is it?
Okay, well, he was on vacation. He took him 2 hours to get to Tampa, but he flew to Tampa.
Oh,
and while
wow.
he was on vacation, yeah, he just took a local flight down and went to Tampa on vacation. And while he was down there, he found an immaculate used car that he went and had examined and inspected, and it turned out to be good. It was a fantastic deal. And because, you know, used cars are expensive.
Yes.
And so he was able to get a good price on it, and he just decided to drive the car home.
And I'm going to mention that is a great answer. And I might add to that, while he was there, he went ahead and had the used car inspected. He found a shop there and had them go over the car, make mm-hmm. sure he was getting a good purchase. And then he went back. And Ed, I'm going to tell you now, if there was a second answer, to this, that would be it, because you obviously put a lot of thought into this. And it, as a matter of fact, that could be a twin answer, but unfortunately, that's not it.
And well, knowing Aaron, it's surprising he didn't add that to the one about the time zone difference and put them together, and that could have been a good answer.
Oh, that would have come up with something good. Ed, thank you.
See, I actually did that one time. I actually flew somewhere to pick up a used vehicle because it was such a good deal.
Yes. And I weighed that out whenever I'm getting a vehicle. Now, of course, I weighed that out during my last time. And actually, I got prices out of town where I would have had to drive to something. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, it might have been about 6 hours away of where I would have had to go to pick up the car, have it inspected and checked over. And that was checking prices all over the place. And actually, my friend mm-hmm. Philip Hawkins had one at, it was very slightly more, like $800 more, and I wouldn't have to go to up there. And the inspection would have cost me that much. So, yeah, I weighed the two out, though, because sometimes you can find some great deals out of town. But then once you do that, weigh it out with what's in town, too. So sometimes that can be beneficial. I love the internet to be able to do that.
Well, and I have a question for Mr. Proctor as well while I'm on.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Well, a couple of years ago, as a matter of fact, is the vehicle that I had flown somewhere and I picked up and brought home. And it was an older vehicle, but it had had a new motor put in it. It was in pristine condition. It really was a grandma car, to church on Sunday, basically. I had bought that for my daughter. And she was on Washington Road and got into a little fender bender. Someone pulled out there at the McDonald's as you're heading up Washington Road there and hit the fender of her car. And of course it dimpled that panel and up. And so we took it in for an estimate, and immediately the insurance company came back and said, "Oh, we're going to total that vehicle." And it was minimal damage. And there was nothing that you could, I mean, it was, I think the, whenever it was finally all said and done, it was repairs that were done to it. But there's no way you could find a vehicle like that for that kind of money. And do you ever have instances where you'll go with the customer to the insurance company and say, this vehicle really shouldn't be totaled, even though the value was very close to, the retail value of a car of that vintage? Is that something you help the customers kind of battle the insurance companies over? Or talk about that for a minute.
Well, Ed, in all honesty, we see situations every day where I'll take a car, I go, that car's total. It's done. And the value comes back, and I'm talking about before the COVID scenario we're in right now, and we would just go, wow, that car is not totaled. And then, a day later, we'll see a car. It's like, oh, this car is repairable all day long. And the insurance company goes, it's totaled. And it to the average person, it makes no rhyme or reason. But when you look deeper into it, the insurance companies are looking at it purely from a dollars and cents situation. How can they lessen the amount of money that they pay out? And if they and they deal with their they have companies that sell their salvage for them, and a lot of the historical data for the type of cars and stuff are online, and they can run a value report on a car, put it in a computer system from one of these companies that sells the cars, and it shows a historical that this car is going to bring an exceptional high salvage value. And if they can total it and sell it and end up paying out less money, then that's when they decide that it's going to be a total loss.
Hey, Carol, this is a great subject, and I don't want you to have to go through it really quick. We're going to go to a break. We're going to come right back, and then if you would finish up on what the part that you're talking about. Great subject. We'll be right back after these messages.
Let's head back down to the Car Care Studio with Aaron Clements and John Ryan Mooney.
Oh, rapid roar, that stock car boy, he the bells driver in the land. He say that he learned to race a stock car by running shine out of Alabama. Oh, the demolition derby and the figure eight, it's easy money on the bank.
And we are back with you with the CNC Auto Show. If you have a question about your car, truck, or SUV, all you have to do is give us a call. Now, that can include mechanical questions or collision repair questions, because Carol Proctor's here with us. He'll be answering the collision repair questions. And also, he's been very good at answering a lot of the insurance-related questions. We had a wonderful question a few minutes ago from Ed. Ed, we really appreciate that call. And he was asking about the total loss. We'll be covering that.
We'll try to finish talking. I'll finish my answer in just a few minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go over to, let's see here. We'll go to Kenneth. Kenneth, welcome to the CNC Auto Show. And what can we help you with? Hello, Kenneth.
Hello.
Yes.
Aaron, I've got a question for Mr. Proctor, and also have a second guess for the tech tip quiz.
Absolutely. Which one do you want to do first, the question or the tech tip?
That's up to you.
Let's do the paint and body question.
I'll give you my question.
Now, let's do the collision repair question first.
All right, Kenneth, what you got?
Okay, I have an older car, a 1970 Pontiac, a GTO, and it has the Enduro front bumper on it. And those cars develop cracks in that bumper. Do you know, or does your shop repair those and repair those where the cracks will not come back?
No. There's no way to say that those cracks won't come back. The plastics of that day are just, with age and the UV rays and stuff, will not hold up. I don't know specifically about that car, but, you know, I have heard on some of those cars that had some of those plastic covers that there were some reproduction, newer plastics made for some of them, but I don't think you could repair one of them where it would not crack. It's
actually not a plastic. It's a thicker type of rubber.
I apologize. I mix the term the rubber and the plastic together. I know what you're talking about, and to me, it's a non-metal product. Let's put it that way. But it's just no way to repair that stuff when it gets the age on it. I mean, don't get me wrong. You could get someone that say that they could repair it and they could put a bunch of product on it, but it's probably going to crack again.
Yeah. Not crack in that same place, but it may crack in a totally different area next time.
You know, with the sun and the dry rotting, and it's a bad problem on some of those beautiful old cars like that. You know, rust is one thing, but the plastic presents totally different repair challenges.
But it is amazing what you can find, not only on the internet, but also I found even on parts like that, the people over at O'Reilly Auto Parts, they're very good at, even if it's something that they may not have in the store, they can either get it for you or tell you the best way to get that, or at least give you some options. Now, of course, the other item that I'll throw in there with that one is car clubs. Get in touch with those car clubs. They're amazing. Somebody that has a classic car can save thousands of dollars by being around others that have done the same thing. There's no need in you having to do something that somebody else has done been through. So that is a great question also.
I agree with Aaron on that. You know, I've had people call me about specific things, and I can pick up the phone and call a gentleman I know that rebuilds a lot of cars out in Grovetown, and another friend of mine that customizes stuff over in the Valley in South Carolina, and they can instantly give me people in Charlotte or Atlanta or over in Birmingham or Nashville or just different parts of the Southeast that can help with a subject like that.
Mm-hmm. Billy, you had an answer to our tech tip quiz?
I do right. have an answer.
Can we put you on stage?
Sure.
Billy, I want to apologize. They put you on stage before you even had a chance to say sure. But
That's okay. You know, hey.
The question was, Bill was on vacation from his home. It took him 2 hours to get to Tampa, Florida, but it took him 6 hours to get back home. What happened? And there was no traffic jams, no time zone changes, no he didn't fly there and pick up a car. Those were all great answers, though, by the way. But they were not the answer that we...
Yeah, well, Ed actually took my first answer was flying there and driving back, but
that was good.
That's wrong. So my backup answer was this. He drove down. It was a 2 hour trip to drive down.
Uh-huh.
Well, when it come time to come back home, he wasn't feeling well. He was tired and sleepy, and his wife is an excellent driver.
Yeah.
But she has a poor sense of direction.
Uh-huh.
So she went 2 hours in the wrong direction before he woke up and says, "Hey, honey, you went the wrong way." So they had to turn around and drive that 2 hours back and then 2 hours home.
Billy, it sounds like there's a chance you might have went through something like that. Is that possible?
Well,
he needs to be careful.
No comment. That answer.
It was probably me that went the wrong way.
Yeah. Hey, Billy, I'm going to mention to you something. This is a tip for everybody, too. I like to listen to audio tapes, and I recently made a trip to Nashville over the weekend. Last week, actually, for about 3 or 4 or 5 days, and I drove from Augusta to Nashville, attended a lot of training meetings and things like that, and drove back. And one thing I have found is listening to audio tapes and driving through Atlanta, Georgia, does not mix. You have to do one or the other. So what I've learned to do is cut my audio tapes off. I even cut the radio off as I'm in the really busy section because it was backed up traffic for 36 miles. So you have to be very very careful on doing that. So I've seen that happen. But unfortunately, Billy, I was trying to make everything nice for you and do that, but couldn't do anything. But Billy, that was a nice, very nice try. I'm gonna give a hint right after I hang up before we go. The hint is he was, I didn't say home was home. Okay. We will be right back after this.
Today's aftermarket solution from Dorman Climate Control Modules. It's absolutely freezing in some parts of the country, so your vehicle's heater AC system better work and work well. While coolant loss represents one potential issue, your vehicle's climate controls are temperamental, which can also lead to problems. Other components such as blower motors can either fail or draw too much current, which will overload the climate control module, causing it to fail. But you don't have to visit the dealership or the salvage yard to find a replacement. Dorman has the solution with their climate control module replacement unit. It matches the appearance and function of the original unit on specific vehicles. Dorman's climate control modules have been tested to ensure the same operation as the original module. And installation is easy. No advanced vehicle knowledge is required. With applications for select vehicles, you can find a Dorman Products electronic climate control module in addition to other quality products at most automotive retailers and at DormanProducts.com.
It's time for more good stuff with Aaron Clements and John Ryan Mooney.
We are back with you. If you have a car question, or that can be a mechanical car question or a collision repair car question, give us a call. I'm here to answer mechanical questions. Carol Proctor's here to answer collision repair and some insurance type questions. And we are ready for you. That number, 800-224-9090. We'll go over to Ryan. Ryan, welcome to the CNC Auto Show. And what can we help you with today?
All right. How y'all doing? I think I got the answer for your question.
You sound pretty confident, Ryan. So let's see what you got. We're going to I'm going to read the question real quick. Bill was on vacation from his home. It took him 2 hours to get to Tampa, Florida, but it took him 6 hours to get back home. What happened? And we're going to put you on stage. And Ryan, all eyes are on you. What is the answer to today's Tech Tip quiz?
All right. On his way back, he almost made it to the house and got in the car wreck.
Oh, no. No, you know, that would tie in with today's collision repair. And I know that's what's on your mind because it all tie in together. But no, that's not it. I'm going to have to. Nothing really. The car.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the car was running like a top. I mean, that thing was doing really good. So, Ryan, thank you very much. Sorry about that. Okay. Number to call, 800-224-9090. And I was I talked about the trip that I made to Nashville. And coming back, Nashville was kind of had a fair amount of traffic. But Atlanta was unbelievable. It was just the number of cars that were there. And it got to the point to where you were barely moving. But you know, Carol, what amazed me with that many cars out there, I really didn't see that many accidents. I believe, and people were very courteous. I made that trip many, many times. But I thought about it. I said, wow, this many cars, it seems like you would see a huge number of accidents, but you really didn't see that terribly many.
Well, Atlanta statistically has one of the highest accident ratios per capita in the country.
Yeah, and when they have one, it's normally bad. They don't normally have minor stuff.
No.
Okay, let's go to the next caller. We'll go over to Billy. Billy, welcome to the CNC Auto Show. And what can we help with?
I want to talk about the insurance thing first. My mother-in-law's coming from Montgomery and got a fender bender out there at 190, and they towed it in. And they gave her a rental car for a month. And they got everything approved to get the parts and everything, and she calls them every week. I let her borrow my car after a month because the insurance would only cover it for a month. And so she's been calling them, and now they're saying they need to get a seatbelt, put a seatbelt in. But this has been since before Thanksgiving to now, and we still haven't got the car back yet. It was a Hyundai Sonata, and it only had 7,000 miles on it, and they were talking about totaling it out, and we had to take the tag and all off of it. But once they figured out it only had 7,000 miles on it, they decided to go ahead and fix it. But the repairs was over $7,000 too.
Well, in today's
and so, go ahead.
No, well, I was gonna say today's thing, $7,000 is an average.
That's
repair.
A dimple on the bumper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, the airbag and, you know, whatever else it is. But, you know, the insurance that covers a rental vehicle, the vehicle was $28 a day. They covered 20. She had to pay $8.
Yeah, that could be what they call an 80-20 plan or insurance company. And that's right. Different insurance companies have different rental plans. And I always tell everybody, you know, when you go to your agent and you buy your rental car coverage, ask, what are the coverages? You know, what are my limits? And that way, before you have a wreck, you know what's going on. But I'm pretty sure I know which company it is, and that's about average on an 80-20 plan for them. And, you know, as far as the parts are concerned, you know, the seat belt is part of the supplemental restraint system on the car, and it's the electronic part, and that's where we're running into some of the biggest issues on parts delays on cars, is in the electronic parts.
Yeah, they told
me
it'd be the middle of February before they get the part now, you know.
And just defending who's fixing it for you, they could be telling you that today, and Hyundai or the manufacturer changed that delivery date. I've got to go to the shop when we leave the radio show and call a couple of customers because parts were supposed to be in, and they popped up yesterday afternoon and said the parts are going to be another 30 days out on some cars.
Right.
And it's just an unbelievable situation that all of us deal with on a daily basis.
I'm okay with it. I just like driving my car instead of my truck.
Yeah.
But that's all right. I want to try to take the quiz.
Absolutely. We're going to put you on stage.
Okay.
And Billy, Bill was on vacation from his home. It took him 2 hours to get to Tampa, Florida, but it took him 6 hours to get back home. What happened? And yeah, Billy, all eyes are on you. What is the answer to today's Tech Tip quiz?
He went on vacation, but he didn't check his tire, his spare tire. He had a flat tire, and his spare was no good. So he had to have somebody come and pick him up and take him to go get a tire and bring the tire, come back and put it back on the car and drive the car home.
Wow. Billy, you are wrong. Oh, Billy, I am so sorry. No, actually, everything was good with the car. And no traffic delays, no car problems.
Right.
Was able to drive the speed limit both times. It was, But I do appreciate you calling. Do what?
Maybe he had narcolepsy and had to take a nap. I don't know.
Wow.
Thank you, man.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate the call and the question.
I guess state for the record, I had no part in making up this tech tip quiz.
Oh, you didn't?
And I have no idea what the answer is either, but it's got an Aaron factor in it,
I'm sure.
Well,
that means that if you answer it, you will get the prize package. Okay, let's go over to, let's see here. I want to weigh these out here on which one was first. Okay, so by 10 seconds, it was Bill. No, is that Bill? Welcome to the CNC Auto Show, and what can we help you with?
Hello?
Yes, sir. What can we help you with today?
I believe I got the answer to the question.
Oh, you sound pretty confident to me. Let's see what we got here. All right, we're going to put you on stage. And what is the answer to today's Tech Tip quiz?
The answer is he flew down, but then he drove back.
Oh, wow. Now, you know, who was the gentleman's name?
About 10 or 15 minutes ago, somebody tried
I can't remember. I think
answer.
That was Ed, which also had a great question concerning the total loss of the vehicle
losses
that we want to cover a little bit more of. But I'm trying to butter you up there, Bill, because I'm afraid that is just not the one.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, don't, Bill, it's okay, man. Oh, Bill. Hey, man, I appreciate the call. Hey, did you have any questions to go with it?
No, I enjoy listening to y'all show, though.
Well, no cigar this time, Bill. Appreciate the call. Okay, the number to call, 800-224-9090. We'll be right back after these messages. Clarios was the first to bring its Orbic Glass Mat, or AGM, batteries to the automotive market in 2001, and they continue to lead the way today. We recently sat down with Clarios Vice President of Product Management, Jason Searle. Jason touched on why the AGM is the preferred choice across vehicle powertrains.
Vehicle powertrains and how people use their vehicles has driven increased demands and expectations on the 12-volt lead-acid battery. Today's vehicles are more complex than ever. We see this translating into increased demands in standard internal combustion engine, start-stop through hybrids, and electric vehicles. This promotes the need for more capable absorbent glass mat, or AGM, lead-acid battery technology, with its superior performance in cycling and operation in varied environments and conditions. We are seeing flooded or standard battery performance fall short, and especially in start-stop vehicles, where AGM is the only choice.
Learn more about AGM batteries at autobatteries.com.